The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to many great podcasts, including Thursday Night Destruction, Inconclusive Breakdown, Neckbreaker, Two and a Half Wrestlers, The Midnight Jury, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Pro Wrestling 101, Apex Radio, and of course, The Shining Wizards. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
This is the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast.
Welcome to two maddening hours of horror and fright. I am Sammy Terry.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for downloading. This is our Halloween episode. I'm your host, Justin, and I'm joined by...
Tammy.
Vince is not able to be here this week.
Phantom Dan.
So Dan is back.
So you see, that just brings your theory that one of us is Dan.
Yeah, that's true. As normal, how's everybody's week? Watch any shows? I know you two didn't. Or you watched Scorpion.
Scorpion.
Which is, you know, let's make the... fat guy with glasses feel out of place. Everybody else gets paired off. And
well, they don't have a black guy, so they gotta do something.
Well, that's true. Yeah. You watch Gotham?
I did, yeah.
Where they introduced Venom. Originally they called it Viper, and then then they call it Venom.
Joker gas.
No, it's not Joker gas. No. It's what Bane uses.
Oh.
It's Bane's drug.
Oh, okay.
So... that was... I like that. They showed the Constantine first episode was Friday.
Yep. That was awesome.
I enjoyed it. It's like supernatural for those that have no idea about the character. I think it'll pick up.
Yeah.
Because they had to do a lot of reshoots with the first episode and all that. So, do I watch Arrow, Flash?
I think I watched Flash. I don't remember.
The ending, okay, the guy in the wheelchair on Flash, who the fuck does he turn out to be? This is driving me nuts.
I don't know. He's been killing
like handlebar fucking underwear, it's driving me nuts. That's a classy joke, I don't care who you are.
Nice.
You can use that on your...
like, really? Thing.
Yeah. I think he ends up being Professor Zoom.
I can see that.
So...
maybe he's Wheels from the Burger King commercials way back in the day.
That's a fucking throwback right there. That's true. Well, let's get into the TV news here. Being Halloween, I figured we'd start off with this one. Fox is making a TV pilot based on Frankenstein. Now, you would think this would be a good idea. It's going to be about an FBI agent brought back from the dead that helps the FBI with, like, X-Files type stuff. Investigations, all while dealing with his quote-unquote creators, an antisocial internet billionaire and his bioengineered twin sister.
Excellent.
It has promise, I guess.
If they do it right.
Yes, that's the thing for anything.
But then doesn't it, if he hooks up with somebody, that's still considered necrophilia.
But technically he's back from the dead. He's alive now.
It's like zombie sex.
Yeah.
It just don't happen.
Until your penis falls off.
unless it's a Walking Dead porn parody. Marina Baccarin, I think I pronounced that right, best known from Firefly, and she was on V, the remake of V. She has been cast as Dr. Leslie Tompkins in Gotham. She was a friend of the Waynes. She ends up being like a mother figure to Bruce. Possible love interest to Gordon. So, and she's going to work at Arkham, since they're going to reopen Arkham. This was interesting. In an interview, Geoff Johns, who's like the brain behind DC, all the things, said that while the TV and the movie universes are separate, they're all part of a bigger multiverse. And he actually used that word. So never say never about them crossing over. He says that the character of Fish Mooney, who was made just for the Gotham TV show, may actually appear in the comics. Supergirl, for the TV show that they're doing, will have her full powers and be flying. They're not going to do like Smallville, where he, you know, learns how to use each power. Once the show starts, she will have her powers, know how to do them, bang, right out the gate. And he said that all the Easter eggs that are in all the DC shows actually tie in. They're not just there as, you know, hey, geeks, look, it's something. They all mean something. So that means that the OMAC plans that was on, I believe, the last episode, Arrow, you have Grodd's cage on Flash, and they did say Gorilla Grodd will be in this season of Flash. And Dr. Fate's helmet on Constantine, which I went crazy for. I was like, that's a fucking character. So,
I said carrot cake, didn't you?
Carrot cake. I'm a little hungry. Vinnie Jones, probably best known as Juggernaut from the X-Men movies, has been cast as Brick on Arrow. He will come in starting on episode 10. A gang leader with a brick-like exterior. Think the thing from Fantastic Four. But mostly uses his keen sense of tactics and management to rise to power to run the gang. Flash got an order for more episodes, so that'll make a complete full season. And being a horror movie, we talked about this a while back, how MTV was going to do a Scream TV series. Ghostface, the villain, will not appear on the show.
What? Why?
No idea. I don't know how you can do a fucking Scream show without
Ghostface.
Yeah, I'd be like, we're doing a Halloween series, but we're not having Michael Myers.
Just a bunch of Scream bitches running around.
It'll be like Seasons of the Witch.
It's just going to be the character's reality show.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I think so.
Here's what happened when they weren't dying.
Yeah. Boring. Breaking Bad toys were removed from Toys R Us after a stay-at-home mom got sand in her crotch and started to complain.
Excellent.
And
shouldn't be sticking that stuff in your crotch.
Bryan Cranston had the greatest tweet that says now he's going to go and burn his stay-at-home mom action figures. So, thought that was funny.
Now, how exactly did this happen? I mean, does anybody know?
They released a toy set. She walked into a Toys R Us, basically seen them, and was like, "Oh no, they
might." You can't have
meth.
This with the. You can't have this around the kids. Okay. It's for the kids. But they were in a section of Toys R Us which are more for more adult
teenagers that have responsibilities that know reality.
These are the
fiction.
Same type of fucking people that complain that Tom and Jerry was graphic violence because they hit each other with fucking frying pans, you know. Were decent parents and you could teach your kids right from wrong.
They can't strap a rocket to a coyote and
fuck yeah you can.
Well you can.
And horribly.
Yeah. Fox is developing a half hour comedy based on the Will Smith movie Hitch. Will Smith is executive producing, so this is probably gonna go somewhere.
You know what I think about this.
Sounds gonna be starring.
Yeah,
exactly what I think about that.
There was a huge bidding war for this, and NBC won. They are doing a Bewitched sequel based off the horrible, horrible movie. The new series will be set in modern times and will focus on Samantha's granddaughter, Tabitha's daughter. A 20-something witch named Daphne. Apparently, she's always used her magical powers to conjure herself to perfect life, but she soon realizes that the one thing she cannot conjure and control is the one thing she wants the most, real love.
A man.
A man.
Insert fat guy with glasses.
Yeah, get the guy from Scorpion. This is... There's a lot of shows that have been announced like this that are just going to fail miserably.
Who's going to play the granddaughter?
We don't know. No casting. They just did the premise for the show.
So the movie sucked. It was a bomb.
Yes.
Let's make a TV series.
I don't even remember the fucking movie.
It was Nicole Kidman and Will Ferrell?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And it was terrible. I mean, you would have thought that it was produced by Happy Madison, as bad as it was.
Oh, come on. They got good stuff, dude.
Well, that's true.
them trying to do another set of, like, a remake of a movie or another idea.
Oh,
would be
wait.
Horrible.
There's more coming later here.
Yay.
Yeah. This was Simpsons news, so I immediately thought of you, Mr. Short. Frank Severo, I think I pronounced that right, has filed a $250 million claim against Fox and creators of The Simpsons,
I see.
Saying that the character of Louie, one of the mobsters, is based off him.
Oh yeah,
roles he has
this.
Played most notably in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
So he wants $250 million.
So nice. How long has this character been out? For a while, right?
Yeah.
He bankrupt now, that's what this is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old Frank needs the money. Bang, bang.
Yeah, he's like,
better them than me. That's
well, right. You think, Homer, but you're getting sued. Join the crowd.
Yeah, okay. He's one of Fat Tony's, like, henchmen or whatever.
Yeah.
Then what about the Animaniacs when they had the three birds?
The good feathers?
Fuck yeah. You know why? Are they going to go after the pigeons?
You don't go after the pigeons. More weird TV news. Amy Poehler is making another sitcom for NBC. Probably will not star in this. This is probably going to take the place of Parks and Rec, since that's ending. It will focus on a young agnostic woman who inherits a church and the colorful ensemble of characters within.
Yay! I'm thinking maybe half a season. And then it's
Amy Poehler and NBC. This is
and religion.
This is going to get 8 seasons in a box set. Yeah. Z Nation has been given a second season by Sci-Fi. It's okay. I've watched a couple episodes.
Never heard of it.
Is that the one with DJ Qualls?
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is.
You don't know.
No, I was trying to figure out. And Manhattan was given a second season by WGN America. That's a really good show that not a lot of people watch because it's on fucking WGN America.
Yeah.
About Manhattan Project. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, I've seen a little bit about that.
It's a really good show. But again, you're on a network nobody watches.
Well, no, they got rid of all the good stuff.
Yeah. Here's another one. This is another remake of a movie for a TV series. This will fail. I can tell you right now, this one will fail. ABC has given an order for a half-hour comedy anthology series based on the Tom Hanks comedy Bachelor Party.
Oh, sweet Christ.
You know, fire trucks and hookers and... Yeah, it's...
Aren't they already doing a series for Big?
Yes.
Just redo The Burbs.
Yeah, that would I could see that.
You could
do that could be a TV show.
But no, let's do Bachelor Party, which I don't know how you're going to make this a series, and two, it's going to fail miserably. So
it's
whoever gets cast in this,
be a
I'm sorry.
Bachelor Party
for you.
Planner.
I think that's what it's going
like
to be.
J-Lo.
I think that's exactly what it's going to be.
Sweet Christ. It's like doing what was that movie? Forrest Gump. Just redo fucking Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Everybody loves
which apparently was an overrated movie.
Can we just Can we put the Forrest Gump thing on FX so we can hear a retarded kid cuss? That's all I would not.
Hell yeah!
Fuck, it would get over then.
Now you're talking about ABC. Have you watched that TV show Blackish?
No, I think it's terribly racist.
I thought it was funny.
Really?
I was watching this one, and they were talking about whipping their kids.
Yeah.
And it's got what's his name? The black guy.
On a show called Blackish. Which one? Anthony Anderson or Lawrence Fishburne?
Lawrence Fishburne.
Okay.
And he's just talking about...
Fucking Morpheus.
Whooping that kid's ass. I highly recommend that episode.
That episode.
Just that one.
Just that one, yeah.
Well, they've all been pretty good.
Have they?
Yeah.
Okay. I think the name has made people kind of back away from that show. Because you can't have a show called Whitish.
Could, but
there's another show called Blacklist.
That's a fucking great show. That's James Spader's show.
What about Black Lisp?
Starring Mike Tyson. do you like the show Gotham?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, get ready for Riverdale.
Okay.
Forgotten Realms?
A drama based on the characters from the Archie comics.
Oh, jeez.
That was my first thought, but then I continued to read this, and if it is done right, this could be fantastic.
So it's going to suck.
It's on Fox.
It's going to suck.
I don't know. Set in the present day, it takes a look on Archie, Betty, Veronica, and their friends exploring the I can't spell, apparently, on my notes.
Surreality,
yeah. Thank you. Small town life. The darkness and weirdness bubbling beneath Riverdale's wholesome facade. The series will showcase the eternal love triangle of Archie, girl next door Betty, and rich socialite Veronica, and will introduce the entire cast of characters from the comic books, including Archie's rival Reggie, slacker best friend Jughead, and popular, quote-unquote, gay character Kevin Keller will also play a pivotal role.
So was there actually a gay character, or are they just doing this because being gay?
No, he's in the comics now.
That Archie's dead.
Yeah, he's the reason Archie's dead in the comics. Gay guy killed him.
Sparkles.
Other characters from the Archie comics library are slated to appear, like Josie and the Pussycats. This could be good if it is
animated.
No, live action. Oh, wow, that's like, man, she has a hot bite. Oh, the face. Yeah, that was that.
40-yard fake out.
Yep.
Get her from behind.
I think it has potential. I think it's going to suck, but I think it has potential. Like you said, if it's wrote right, this could be really
animated,
good.
I think animated, it would go a lot bigger than live action.
Probably.
Just to be fair, though, didn't you think a certain... internet sales business would be...
That's true.
A good idea.
And it did. No, I didn't think it was a good business model myself. But moving on. Lindsay Fonseca landed a recurring role on Agent Carter. She will play Angie, an aspiring actress who befriends Peggy Carter. She was on the show Nikita. The first season of Agent Carter will kind of be a bridge between Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s fall... quote-unquote season, and when they come back in the spring. Because they don't do fucking normal straight-shot seasons anymore. It's half a season, take a break, come back, finish the rest of the season. I blame fucking Doctor Who for that. Here's another one that I don't understand. ABC is going to make a Phantom of the Opera show.
Yeah.
In the same vein as their show Nashville. So it will be... So where it is, like, Phantom of the Opera is a fucking musical, this will be a show that will have musical elements.
Based in the backwoods of Kentucky.
No, this has... Well, you would think. It will be set... This was their quote.
Sweet Christ, people. Why do they want to kill classics?
Because they think the name will get ratings.
For a show, and then they were like, it fucking sucks.
Yeah, the thing for the show, it will be set in the sexy and cutthroat world of the modern-day music business.
Ooh.
Oh.
8 episodes and gone. I can tell you right now.
I've heard some of the modern day music world stories, man. It's not sexy.
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
Phantom of the Opera twerking. Yeah. NBC has announced an hour-long stop-motion animated musical special for your holiday upcoming, starring characters from Will Ferrell's movie Elf.
Oh, Jesus.
So this could actually be... I think they're kind of trying to do a modern-day
Rudolph and
Island of Misfit Toys things. Here's your cast, and this is a pretty badass cast for voice-wise. Jim Parsons from Big Bang will be the voice of Buddy, so he's taking the Will Ferrell spot. You're going to have Mark Hamill, Ed Asner, Fred Armisen, Gilbert Gottfried,
Joker.
Yeah, damn right. Jay Leno and Kate Micucci. I think this... It's an Italian name. It's Zancucci. I don't know how to do the thing.
It's the luck of spaghetti.
They're going to be doing the voices. It will feature 9 songs, so they're probably going to get a CD out of this. I think it'll go... Kids like the Elf thing, right? You have kids? You too?
Yeah. And, she loves Rudolph, but sweet Christ.
Yeah.
Buddy the Elf, I didn't even like that.
No, Buddy Christ, that's not my
name. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I'm a freaking demon. Warner Brothers has announced Blue Ribbon Content. This is their official name for their short-form digital division. Remember when we said we're going to get live-action Static Shock?
Yeah.
It is not going to be a movie. It is going to be a digital series, live-action series. They're also doing a Mortal Kombat.
I think he's going to kill Skeet.
Yeah. They're also doing a Mortal Kombat series that will tie into the new video game.
Oh, nice.
And I thought of you when they saw this. They're doing a new version of the cult movie, Critters.
Yeah!
So...
I love that movie.
Yeah, so that actually...
My balls itch.
So, that could be good. Alexandra Breckenridge... from American Horror Story, is going to be on season 5 of Walking Dead. Her character right now is listed as Samantha, an attractive, strong, smart, charming, and articulate woman who also has a vulnerable side. She's a mother with a bohemian spirit and a talented artist. I think that's bullshit, because Walking Dead has done this about 4 or 5 times when they announce casting and who they're playing. They do it to throw off people that have read the comics. So you don't know that X is going to play, oh, that fucking character. You know, it's that way they can get a twist out of it. So, Young Justice Invasion will be on Blu-ray November 18th. That is the final season of the show.
Get out of here.
Which I still don't know why it was canceled. Scenes from Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, will air during this week's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., due to the trailer being leaked by Hydra early, because that was supposed to be the big thing, was the trailer was supposed to leak or debut during Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. next week. That didn't happen, so they're going to show exclusive clips from the movie. That's all I got for TV news. Yay, let's go to movies. Boy, TV news just...
It's getting worse every week.
Yeah, it is.
Why can't they just remake good shows like BJ and the Bear?
Mike Tyson Mysteries,
yeah.
I don't even think the Bundys could say this shit.
Yeah, I think is sadly true. Because you are getting the sequel to that, where it's Bud's family.
You are?
Yeah.
Did I miss that?
Yeah. You were here, but, well, physically. Physically you were here, and you're probably dozing off. We'll go into movie news, and this was sad. Jared Parks... Irish-Canadian actor, best known for his roles as Doc on Fraggle Rock and as the bartender from Boondock Saints, has passed away. I believe he was 80, somewhere in his 80s.
Damn it.
Yeah. Shit-ass fuck! Which is one of my favorite quotes from that movie. yeah, he passed away, so that was sad. As we just talked about, the Avengers 2 trailer leaked early. Marvel put out a tweet that said, "Damn it, Hydra." So they're blaming it on Hydra. Have you seen it?
No. I've seen it like 5 times. It's awesome.
Okay, and we're back. We just watched the since Dan and Tim had not seen the trailer yet, the trailer for Avengers 2. Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see why I've seen it 5 times.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to watch it again.
I do think that Iron Man in Hulkbuster armor looks like fucking Baymax from Big Hero 6.
Yeah, it's still awesome, though.
Yeah, it's a dude wearing a dude inside of another dude to do the Tropic Thunder callback.
Puts the lotion on this game.
That's right. Andy Serkis looks to be playing Ulysses Claw. You saw him right there. The dude with, like, the chin beard thing. That's going to tie into Black Panther, because that's a Black Panther villain where they have to go, Ultron goes to get vibranium.
Can we say Black Panther?
Yeah, it's not racist.
Oh, okay. He's actually black.
Oh. Yeah, well, unless Timmy casts him. Unless fucking Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah!
As an African prince.
Steve Zahn.
Who's playing Doctor Strange?
We don't know yet.
There's been like 5 different people.
Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
So that looks fucking amazing, and I cannot wait. May of next year.
His birthday.
Yep. Mr. Short's birthday. Adam McKay, writer, director behind Anchorman, Step Brothers, the other guys, was brought in to help rewrite the Ant-Man script. And now it looks like he's in talks to direct a Marvel movie somewhere down the line. I don't know if he can do drama, so I'm guessing it's going to be a comedy.
Deadpool.
No, don't say that.
Squirrel Girl.
There we go. Have him do Great Lakes Avengers. Marvel has a secret announcement coming out Tuesday. I think this is where you're going to get your Doctor Strange casting. They're not saying if it's comic related, TV related, or movie related.
We're giving this all back to Stan Lee.
Oh, shit. That would be great.
I stole this from Jack Kirby. Yeah. I think it's going to be the Doctor Strange casting, but nobody knows. Nothing has leaked out about this. So if they're holding it this close, it's probably something big. Quicksilver, not the one we just watched, the one from X-Men. Confirmed for X-Men Apocalypse, could get his own spinoff movie. I don't think he can carry a whole movie. I think he's good for a scene here, scene there, but I don't think he can get a whole movie out of it. But this is Fox messing around with X-Men money, so there you go. Ed Pressman, who I can't stand, but he is the producer of the Crow movies, said that the reboot should start shooting in the spring. They have not announced casting, but it looks like it's going to be Luke Evans, who just did the Dracula Untold, or...
Yeah.
It looks like he's going to be your new Crow. So, glad you're here. We have Boondock Saints 3 news.
Yeah.
Here's the synopsis so far of what we have. The brothers are going to be going after white-collar criminals.
White collar, not color.
White collar criminals. We gotta leave them.
Do you really think the black guys are running businesses in Boston? Come on.
They could be. It's underground. With the railroad.
Wow, he made a Harriet Tubman joke. Here we go. Thank you, Vince. I mean, Dan. the next installment, they're going after white collar criminals. Thank you. And, Troy Duffy said that America has pretty much had it up to here with our public officials, corrupt cops, judges, and leaders, so we're going to be taking out a few of them as well.
Obama!
And we're back on all the watch lists again. partly representing this corrupt leadership of criminals in the movie will be a character that Duffy calls the most corrupt motherfucker in Boston's history.
Obama!
Boston's history.
Oh.
And
Norm MacDonald?
Mark Wahlberg, yeah. And the brothers will take the character captive in order to find where quote unquote all the bodies are buried. So to find out what he knows.
Hernandez.
Yeah. Troy Duffy said that he pictured Ian McShane when he wrote this role. So he kind of wrote it for him in mind. Ian McShane, probably best known for Deadwood, I would guess. I know he's in the new Hercules movie with The Rock.
I still can't believe that it's all in the same sentence.
Yeah, I know. Paul Reubens has announced that they are making a new Pee Wee Herman movie.
Yep. They digitally remastered the Playhouse.
Yeah, that's one of our internet questions. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And it should start shooting soon, the new Pee Wee movie. So, that's fantastic.
He was on the theaters, kids.
Well, it'll be near certain theaters.
Yeah, he was on the Nerdist, and it was pretty good.
Was it? Disney has let the rights to John Carter go back to the Edgar Rice Burroughs estate. So we lost $200 million on it because we don't know how to fucking promote a movie right. So, back to you guys. Edgar Rice Burroughs Incorporated said they are looking for other film studios to continue the franchise. I like the movie. It was marketed terribly. You cannot have a movie called John Carter and not... For people that didn't know what the books were, well, I don't know what the fuck that is. I'm not going to go watch it. That's why you lost $200 million. If you'd have said, you know, John Carter, semicolon or colon, Warlord of Mars... Oh, it's that.
Yeah, but that's really not something you put with Disney, though.
Right. Yeah.
But so. Are they going to... Are they remaking this? Or are they making another one? Or
they want to make sequels.
Well, are they going to promote it and beat it into the ground like they did the last one where nobody wanted to see it? Like,
no, I think that this will... If they do it, it'll be obviously with a lower studio than, you know, Darth Mickey. So... I think it will be handled right.
Miramax.
There you go. David Ayer is not only directing Suicide Squad, he's going to write Suicide Squad. This is fantastic. He is calling it the Dirty Dozen with supervillains.
Nice.
And Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor could be in the movie. My guess is a cameo, because he will run Cadmus, which is where... Your supervillains are caged, and that's how you get Suicide Squad. And if they still get The Rock and Tom Hardy, this could be a badass movie. So, Batman Superman trailer looks to be coming out in November, probably with Hobbit. It'll probably be screened before The Hobbit. And rumor is that the trailer will be Batman heavy. So you're going to get Batfleck, a whole lot of Batfleck.
What are his nipples?
No nipples. It's the Dark Knight Rises suit. Or no, Dark Knight Returns suit. Also, Cyborg is confirmed to be in the movie. At least a cameo, so you can get him in Justice League. Rob Riggle, who I just watched this morning on Fox NFL, will play Frank West in the Dead Rising movie, which I think isn't even going to theaters. It's going straight to video on demand. It's based off the video game. Yeah. It's based off the video game. So, yeah. David Hasselhoff has been added to the cast of Ted 2. I think he's taken the place of the Seventh Heaven child molester. So,
imagine that.
Yeah.
Don't hassle the Hoff.
That's right. A new Halloween movie, speaking of the season, is in the script writing phase right now. And actually the script should be turned in by Halloween. That was one of the things that the producer said. This will most likely have nothing to do with Rob Zombie. So it's going to be back to Carpenter type of Michael Myers. So speaking of Rob Zombie, some details have come out about his new movie 31, which he was trying to do like a Kickstarter, Indiegogo type thing to get some money. But it's going to start filming in February. The movie concerns five people who are kidnapped on the 5 days leading up to Halloween. They're subsequently held hostage in a murder world, a man-made hell they must fight their way out of, most dangerous game style. I think that could be interesting. So. Yeah. And it's Rob Zombie's own idea. It's not him doing, okay, I have to be faithful to Michael Myers. Right. So this is his own...
Like House of a Thousand Corpses or Devil's Rejects.
Yep. So, interesting for that. I have a little bit of comic book news this week.
Hold on. We're done with movies?
Well, unless you got something.
The same Vincent trailer I seen.
That is true.
Comes out October something.
Yeah.
October 10th.
They did screen it here for an indie for the Heartland Film Festival, and it immediately sold out.
Yeah, that looks freaking amazing.
It does look amazing. This will probably get Bill Murray an Oscar nomination, at least, for Best Supporting. So, or actually, be Best Actor. Yeah. Because actually, the Oscar things look kind of thin as it is right now. Steve Carell, Channing Tatum, and Mark Ruffalo will probably all get nominated for Foxcatcher, but other than that, I have no idea.
It says it's in theaters this week.
Is it this week?
Yeah.
So, yeah, go out and see St. Vincent. That looks fantastic, even if it does have Melissa McCarthy in it. But
well, she's just getting Ghostbusters advice from
me. I think that's exactly what it is. So, if I play you in the movie, yeah, how much do I eat? All right, we done with movies then?
Yeah, I guess.
How much do I eat?
All right, let's go to comic book news. Marvel keeps putting these teasers out. Basically, they're all leading into Civil War next year. One came out with the Inhumans called Attila and Rising. This is actually a newer storyline. Other posters that have leaked are for Old Man Logan. So you're going to get fucking Wolverine back. Imagine that. And one for House of M, and one for the storyline of The End, which was a... Was it a five-issue miniseries?
I think so.
I don't remember.
All I remember, because the very last thing was Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But all that's tied into Secret Wars. DC is looking to rebrand their Vertigo line first quarter of 2015. That's why you didn't get an announcement of a Sandman movie or Justice League Dark. So those will probably be announced March, April of next year. She-Hulk has been canceled.
Yep.
Because Marvel has to make fucking room for Spider-Gwen and Silk and everything, you know.
Well, Melissa McCarthy was busy.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a book that is really good, that is different than everything else, and we'll cancel it. They need to quit calling them fucking ongoing series if you're going to fucking can it.
The last issue just had She-Hulk versus Daredevil in the courtroom.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty big. I mean, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and they had it where she was representing Dr. Doom's son.
Yeah.
In court. I mean, it's stuff like that. But, no, it's different. We gotta get rid of it. So, good job, Marvel. Stick to movies. At least you're doing that right. In a preview that gets sent out to comic book shops and solicitors, DC has spoiled, 3 months out, the return of Robin. Damian Wayne as Robin has now been spoiled because everything you send to a comic book shop is going to get fucking leaked and put on the internet.
Yeah.
So you're getting Damian Wayne back as Robin. So that's all I got for comic book news this week. It's kind of...
I don't have a whole lot. Edge of Spider-Verse is ending and Spider-Verse is starting.
Yeah. So you thought you were actually buying Spider-Verse and you were buying all the tie-ins.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'll be picking that up though.
Yep. I have on my notes here video games and there's nothing underneath it. Thanks, Vince.
I don't have anything.
Get feeling better, you ass. So we have nothing for video games. We'll just go right on to pro wrestling news. Sadly, Ox Baker passed away. I believe he was old. 80, 84.
He was old.
I love the fact that he was on The Price is Right. That is just... I don't know if you guys have ever seen him, but this is Ox Baker.
Ugh. Oh, dude, it looks like that Russian dude from Punch-Out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. He was in Escape from New York with Kurt Russell. He fought Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he passed away. Hell in a Cell is tonight, so I will quickly run down the matches and my picks. You have Daniel Bryan Bella versus John Cena silicone-induced Bella. I don't give a fuck, but the loser must become the winner's personal assistant. to keep the storyline going, Nikki will win. Stardust, Goldust versus the Usos for the tag belts. Dust Brothers should win. Ziggler versus Cesaro for the Intercontinental title. That's a coin flip. They don't give a shit about the Intercontinental belt anymore. Should be a great match, though. John Cena, Randy Orton. Winner becomes number one contender to get destroyed by Brock Lesnar. LOL, Cena wins. Big Show versus Rusev. Rusev will win again. And Big Show will cry again. Just like the fake army guy that got kicked in the face by the Russian on Raw. I laugh so hard. Paige versus AJ for the women's title or Divas title. Since Paige is now on Total Divas, AJ will win. It looks like your kickoff is Miz versus Sheamus. Miz should win this just because of Damian Sandow. In what should be your main event and will probably steal the show, Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins inside Hell in a Cell. I think Dean wins, but I think somebody's getting chucked off of Hell in a Cell somehow. They have to figure out how to do it PG, so it's not going to be...
Why PG?
Because it is more family-friendly. Wrestling is now... At least WWE has become Disney with wrestling.
That's stupid, though.
Yeah. I mean, you hardly get... I think now if there's any blood, like the match is immediately stopped and the referee puts on gloves and they... The ringside doctor comes over.
Sweet
and,
Christ, are the guys going to have to wear pasties now, too?
Some of the women probably do now. I don't know. Bella's boobs keep popping out, which is not bad. But yeah, Ambrose should probably win because he's your, other than Cena, he's your biggest good guy right now. Let's see. Christian, since he's no longer apparently wrestling... is going to guest star on the sci-fi show Haven, which stars his former buddy Edge. Three episodes starting November 28th. This I think broke last night or the night before, and this could be huge. Former WWF wrestler Billy Jack Haynes has filed a lawsuit against WWE in federal court and has said up to 500 others may join the suit. He alleges egregious mistreatment of its wrestlers for its own benefit, as well as its concealment and denial of medical research and evidence concerning traumatic brain injuries suffered by WWE wrestlers. No. basically, this is the same thing that the players did against the NFL, and the NFL had to pay out a shit ton of money. So, this could be really bad for Vince and everybody.
Watch your face.
Last thing is, apparently WWE is getting rid of the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. There will still be an Elimination Chamber match, but it will no longer be in February. It'll be probably more...
Like at an In Your House.
Well, they don't do any of it. They're going to rename it Fast Track or Fast Lane. So... That's all I got for the wrestling news. The only thing I have for sports, moving on to sports, is that apparently it looks like Marshawn Lynch will not be re-signed by Seattle. They are apparently tired of his bullshit and want to see him go bye-bye. Which sucks, because he's a...
Yeah, it's stupid. It's a good... I mean, it's a team move.
Yeah.
Like locker room chemistry bullshit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he is a good player.
So yeah.
What are you going to do?
Apparently get rid of him. All right, on to you for sports.
All right, today, in a move that not a lot of people agree with, they're playing a football game over in London. Jolly old England, eh?
Yeah, with shitty field.
Yep.
We do have a lot of listeners overseas in London, or in England.
Yeah, so you're a soccer fan. Stop watching football.
Well, not that. You can watch, but our football field and your soccer pitches are completely different, and I noticed like everybody was slipping and falling all over the damn place. So
yeah, but have you ever seen them play rugby?
That's fucking hardcore.
Rugby's
hardcore.
Yeah, especially the New Zealand and Australians.
We need to bring that.
We have
college.
We have a national Rugby Sevens and NBC Sports Network sometimes shows it.
Well,
yeah, and they fucking wallop the piss out of each other. It is fantastic.
They used to wallop.
Yep. Continue.
Right now the score is 21-19 Atlanta. 49 seconds left in the fourth.
Yeah, so it's a close game.
Yeah. The Giants evened up the World Series 2-2 last night.
Yes.
It was a rough game to watch.
Boy, no shit.
Let's see here. The report is, speaking of jolly old England, the NFL is going to play 5 games in London in 2015.
God damn, really?
Well, I think it's 4 this year, so.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
So then here pretty soon they're going to get a whole season.
Why are they playing in London?
They're trying to get a team over
there.
Oh.
They had NFL Europe, which bombed because
it was going up against soccer.
Yeah.
And nothing is going to beat the world's most popular fucking sport. So
yeah.
It's a money grab.
Beer pong?
Yeah, beer pong.
That's right.
Well, I had a couple others. Maybe I didn't. Oh, hold on, yeah. TMZ reporting. So you see where
you know it's real.
I'm getting my sports news.
Actually, legit, it's probably real.
They said in LA it was only a matter of time. This guy dressed up as Adrian Peterson carrying a switch with a baby doll.
Oh, wow. Happy Halloween. I saw the one as somebody dressed up as Ray Rice.
Ray Rice dragging an inflatable woman behind him.
Yeah, I saw that one. I'm like, wow. God almighty. That's fucking classy.
In hockey news, the Indy Fuel, the local team here, finally got their first win.
Yep, I watched it.
They beat Missouri, which I guess is the Indy coach's old team.
Yeah.
They beat them 5-1. Yeah, 5-1.
Yeah, I did see the first game, the debut game, which was Channel 6, or local showed it. Fucking, the Coliseum was packed.
Did you see all
had
the...
like 7,000 people in the Coliseum.
You see all the pregame stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Jim Cornelison come out singing the national anthem.
Yep.
Who sings the national anthem for the Blackhawks.
Yep. Because we are the triple minor league team of the Blackhawks. Double A team. Yeah.
They had the Chicago Blackhawks ring, not ring announcer, but PA announcer was there for that game.
Yeah. So, it's really good that the big team is definitely supporting the lower team. It's not like if you go to watch the Indy Indians play and it's like, yeah, we're affiliated with the Pirates, but you're not going to get anything from the Pirates. You know, at least with hockey, they keep it connected better.
Did you see the graphic show they put on the ice before the game?
Yeah.
If you have not seen that,
YouTube that. It's hockey does a lot of things. And I've noticed this with a bunch of the NHL teams where they put the visuals on the ice. It's like a giant projector. And they can do some amazing stuff.
Yeah, it looked pretty sweet. They had the whole history of hockey in Indiana.
Yeah.
Indianapolis. And talking about Wayne Gretzky and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
It was pretty neat to watch. And
yeah. YouTube it if you haven't seen it. It is quite good. That it for sports?
That's all she wrote.
I have nothing for music except that the...
Oh, did I say my soccer news?
What's your soccer news?
Soccer's not a real sport, huh?
I apologize to our listeners around the rest of the world where apparently it is. Quite popular.
Also known as football.
The only thing I have for music news is that the bassist and singer for Cream passed away. I think he was 71.
Yeah.
Which sadly means probably Eric Clapton's next.
Did he ever do anything with Korn?
No. Cream of Korn? No.
Sweet Christ. I do have to add one thing to it. You posted Timmy...
Other Timmy.
He posted on Facebook a picture of the new bassist of Slipknot. Swear to God, I thought it was you holding the guitar.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, holy shit, this is Timmy. I showed it to everybody. Yeah, I was like, this is the bassist for Slipknot. And they're like, when did Timmy become a Slipknot bassist? I was like, holy shit.
I did play
shit.
Bass for a short stint in a band.
Well, there
just
you
go. Just as talented as the new guys. You're rich, bitch. Honk, honk.
Nice.
Thank you.
My Halloween story. A rapper named Andre Johnson, affiliated with the Wu-Tang Clan,
Does the dude that cut off his own dick?
Yeah.
All right.
He's a member of a group called North Star. Cut off his own dick and jumped out a window in a suicide attempt.
Why?
It was back in April. I didn't report on it in April.
Yeah.
I mean, we started in March. And
you got to save that one for Halloween.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even hear about it until
I
now.
I don't need this.
But they reattached it.
You say you said attempt. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He lived.
Yeah, he lived. They sewed his dick
stupid
back on.
Stupid people never can do it, right?
He said he wanted to do porn
after that. Of course.
That. Yeah. And then he's now saying that he wants to do stand-up comedy.
Did you hear the one about the guy?
Well, I will say this.
Is he going to be a prop comic? Because he can pull it out and be like, check this out, it's penis.
Look, I got your carrot top right here.
John Bobbitt, after his junk was
cut off, he had a porno.
Career.
Career.
What was it, John Bobbitt Uncut or something? Yeah. Like that?
Yeah. Why? Why?
For was the same reason people watch fucking dumbass reality shows.
No, he's talking about the guy cutting his dick off and jumping
out. Oh.
It's like when you hear about a hermaphrodite, you're like, I want to see that shit.
That shim at fucking Walmart we ran into that time.
Yeah, but why would he cut off his penis?
Well, he was crazy.
What was he getting out of?
He's probably, obviously
he
nuts.
He could have cut off a finger or something.
He probably cut
off. Know.
Like, that's the most thing that you're attached to. Like,
I think that's
your buddy throughout life.
Maybe it really did owe him money.
It told him
probably owe money.
That was good. Yeah, he could have cut off a finger, but yeah, that's
a toe. Who needs one of your toes?
Michael Jackson, take off your nose.
There you go.
Yeah, true.
They can always rebuild.
He can dye himself black.
There you go.
Why? Free welfare.
Just keep rolling.
All right. Next
keep
story.
Going.
Limited edition Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack is going to be released on cassette tape. That's what there was before CDs.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
That is awesome, but shit, nobody has a cassette player no more.
I think I
have one in the box in the closet.
The stereo that I have, it has cassette, it has record for it.
We need fucking Silent Bob's boombox.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming out on November 17th. And I have news for Vince, but he's not here. Taylor Swift released a preview track for her new album, 1989.
Called Please Put It In Me, Vinny.
All it says on iTunes is track one, and it's 8 seconds of white noise.
Which is probably how long it would take Vince to put it in her.
Yeah, as long as there's a picture of Taylor Swift.
Eight seconds of white noise.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that describes your brother.
Yeah.
And it was apparently a glitch by iTunes.
Yeah. Let's call it that.
Yeah. iTunes, yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Probably has something to do with YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably YouTube. Black Sabbath is going to do one more album and tour and then disband.
They've been on the last tour for the last 15 years.
I know.
Disbanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is a Sharon Osbourne call. So,
yep. And my final story is Corey Taylor was on Larry King Now. I watched part of it before work the other day, and it's pretty funny because Larry King talking to Corey Taylor.
Like, yeah.
It was good. It was pretty good.
I thought Larry King hung it up.
He doesn't. Well, he got fired from CNN.
He does a web show.
He does it online now.
It's called Larry King Now. It's on YouTube. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
But and the new Slipknot album came out, and it was.
Yeah, what do you think of it?
My short review, it's definitely Slipknot.
Yeah.
It's, like, their last album wasn't all that great. Like I said, I'm a big fan of Slipknot, but, it's a pretty good album. A lot of growling and detuned guitars and a lot of
How many stars?
Harmonies and, I'll give it three for, I mean.
Three for effort.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make cut your penis off or anything.
But
a clown mask on it.
Yeah, I like most of the tracks, and they still have some of the classic Slipknot tracks where it's kind of a song, but not really a song, with just a bunch of weird noises and crap. And there's some pretty creepy noises going on in there. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I paid money for it.
Oh, there you go. You got anything? CMA Awards are coming up.
I guess. I don't watch that shit.
Okay. Because it's not really country music. It's...
Well, and I don't like award shows. I think they're stupid. Let's pat each other on the fucking back.
Yeah.
Fuck you people.
Wardrobe malfunctions.
Nice point.
Trailer trash titties.
Yeah. I don't want to see no country wiener.
Well, that's true. I saw Tim's McGraw. You got anything?
No, I'm good.
All right. Good. Our song this week in tribute to Halloween... I figured we'd go with Warren Zevon. Here's Werewolves of London.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks, gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door, you better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Ahoo, werewolves of London. Hairy-handed gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him, he'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah-hoo, werewolves of London. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
The Shining Wizards is a weekly wrestling podcast that brings you the ups, downs, ins, and outs of this great sport. Join Kevin, Matt, Tony, and Eddie as they bring to you the latest news, the greatest reviews, and of course, the biggest names in the professional wrestling business. They're serious, they're funny, they're entertaining. They are The Shining Wizards, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk, and talk about wrestling. Proud members of the Shining Wizards Network, available at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My 5 Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes, and Adam's Vinyl Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media, to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5, 4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Hey, this is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, inviting all of you, when you're done with this podcast, head back on over to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. You can download the latest edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, Buzzsprout, Geek Life Radio, and every single Wednesday, live, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on RantEMRadio.com. So if you want to listen to the current, to the way back, we're the new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Neil C.
And Annalise from the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks podcast.
Get ready to have your ear holes experience awesomeness as you listen to the latest from the Inconclusive Breakdown podcast.
And we're back. Time for our internet questions this week. We got some good ones. We'll start off with a decent one. Why would anyone want to live in Gotham?
To commit crimes.
There you go.
It's a fixer-upper.
The whole fucking town.
Low rent, high rise.
That's right.
Poison Ivy is fine.
If yeah. She's got teeth.
Yeah. not toothless, though, we saw. Is there an actor or actress who you will not watch in anything that they are in, no matter how good or interesting the rest of the show or movie will be?
Nicolas Cage. Ooh, that's really? A good one. Fuck that guy.
Now, is there a certain, like, you will watch up to a certain point in his career,
I watched, like, Gone in 60 Seconds, and I watched Ghost Rider because...
It's Ghost Rider.
It's Ghost Rider, and I saw the second one, bit of it.
So after like, Ghost Rider?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Come back to me.
Okay, what about you?
I got a few of them. Denzel Washington.
Really? What?
I like Denzel.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought.
Ever or up to a point?
In certain points, but like he's like one of those that, white people need to buy my movies because they're white and I'm Denzel Washington.
Okay.
That kind of threw me off. It's like, really? I did respect you, but now it's like...
There you go.
Yeah.
Halle Berry.
Really?
She'd become like an uppity bitch.
Yeah I cannot watch anything fucking Halle Berry's in now.
It's like the chick off of The Refugees. I know she's not an actress, but...
Oh, Lauryn Hill?
Yeah.
Now, I do think... Days of Future Past, and I giggled like an autistic kid at Chuck E. Cheese when the Sentinel killed her. Yeah, that was the best part of the movie.
Yay! Look at the dang and thing.
Yeah.
Rip off her clothes.
No.
Really?
No.
Monster Ball was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Billy Bob Thornton either.
Yeah.
What?
Bad Santa? Bad Santa 2?
Bad Dursing?
Bad Santa, welcome back.
Pushing Pin.
What about you?
I'd have said Bruce Willis, just because he's thinking he's worth more than what he really is.
There was a point when he was really, he was the man.
Yeah.
Hudson Hawk.
bitches.
But I mean, just now he's like, I'm Bruce Willis. If you want me, you gotta spend
your
entire movie budget on me.
Yeah,
you're not worth the money anymore. That's a good one. What non-Mortal Kombat characters would you like to see in a Mortal Kombat game?
Kung Fu Panda.
That's not bad. That could really be that. Yeah, I like that one. That's a
Chun-Li.
Yeah.
Ah, Chumley from, yeah.
Chumley.
I don't know.
What was the old... There was an old video game a long time ago called Splatterhouse. The guy looked like a... Jason ripoff. Like,
yeah.
He had the hockey mask and everything. But I think something like that. Or Michael Myers.
Yeah, Freddy.
Oh, they did Freddy.
Yeah, they did Freddy.
Yeah, Michael Myers, Jason, guy from Splatterhouse. Something like that. Do you think Marvel or Disney would ever make a Power Pack movie? Now, Power Pack is, for those that don't know, basically it is a team of superpowered children.
They are, well, never mind.
Like Teen Titans?
Younger, like 8, 9 years
old. They already did that with all the X-Men movies.
Tiny Titans.
They all
made them
fucking Tiny children. Titans, yeah. I think if they did it as a one shot or an animated, yeah, it would be pretty good.
3-year-olds walking around with superpowers.
Yeah. Frightening.
Yeah.
Kind of makes me think of that movie, Baby Geniuses or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Who would you put in the WWE Hall of Fame that is not in now? Jesus Christ, the list is huge. Macho Man.
Macho Man.
Owen Hart, Ravishing Rick Rude.
I'm not a nugget.
Splat. Barbecue sauce.
What about you guys? You guys used to watch wrestling. Who do you think should be in Hall of Fame that's not? And if you think they are...
A long, long time ago,
that's what I'm saying.
I don't even know who's...
Well, who was...
Sergeant Slaughter.
Slaughter's in.
Mean Gene.
Mean Gene is in,
I believe. Fucking,
if he's not, Mean Gene should be in, but I believe he is.
Hacksaw?
Yeah, Hacksaw.
Hacksaw's not in. I could see him getting put in.
Dink the Clown.
Doink the Clown.
No, Dink the Clown.
Dink. Oh, even the midget?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bushwhackers.
Surprisingly not in. Yeah, that would be a good
Insane
one.
Insane Clown Posse.
No.
They just need to die. What about that little midget that was like in the leprechaun suit and then all of a sudden like he put a cape over him and this fucking 7-foot guy comes out of him? It was like the wizard or some weird shit. You're
talking about Oz?
Yeah.
Oz is Kevin Nash. Diesel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's... He'll be in a Hall of Fame here shortly.
Vince McMahon's concrete-covered Corvette.
Yeah, or Stone Cold put concrete in a Corvette. Yes. Actually, if they ever do the physical Hall of Fame, they need to have a wing of just the vehicles, like the Stone Cold monster truck. And
didn't Undertaker have a hearse?
Yeah, Undertaker's hearse and stuff like
His
that.
His casket.
Yeah. Actually, when they do WrestleMania... I think they call it Access or something. You can walk through the Undertaker's graveyard, and there's the hearse and the caskets, and like the big one he had for Yokozuna, and the one for Kamala, and all that. That was pretty badass. I'd like to go to that, if we ever can go to WrestleMania. Spider-Man versus The Thing. Who wins in a fight?
The Thing.
Thing.
Spider-Man's a little bitch.
Thing's mesh of the spider.
If the Thing could get a hold of Spider-Man, then it's over. If Spider-Man could stay away, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But how would you stay away and win a fight? So,
how do you beat a rock?
Paper. Yeah. You ask a stupid question.
He doesn't have paper, though. He's got webs.
That's true.
He has an orange dork, so.
Yeah, and he's Jewish. There you go, Vince. Wolverine versus the Hulk.
Wolverine.
Nope.
Hulk.
This ain't even a question.
Yeah,
Wolverine.
Yeah.
Hulk rips him in half.
Anything Wolverine, I'm going to say Wolverine's going to win.
All right.
Wolverine's my guy.
He's a hood ornament
now. He's
not
really dead. They're going to bring him back.
Oh, well, yeah, they will.
This is just for publicity.
Rhino versus Juggernaut.
Juggernaut.
Yeah, I'm with Juggernaut on this.
Juggernaut.
Unless he can get the helmet off.
Yeah.
Or he gets the crystal.
Or... If it's Juggernaut Colossus, it ain't even a contest. Oz or Orange is the New Black?
Orange is the New Black.
Oz.
Yeah. Oz. I think it's because when I was watching HBO at that time, Oz had just come out. Holy crap.
And I'm sorry, I've seen Orange is the New Black, and there's a lot of good-looking titties flopping around in it, but Orange is the New Black is the female version of Oz.
Yeah, without the death and murder. And
yeah.
Dude sharpening his finger, letting his fingernails grow out like 2 inches and then sharpening them and then killing a dude. That's one of those scenes that you watch as a child and it just sticks with you forever. Fucking Aryans. God almighty. also, everybody from Oz ended up on Law & Order SVU. Mm-hmm. Or at least 90% of the cast. Where am I here? Who is your favorite Star Trek captain?
Kirk.
Do you Kirk?
Kirk.
Shatner.
I'd say Picard.
It's between those two.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because the black dude off of Deep Space Nine, he was pretty cool.
Sisko was badass. Janeway, for being the female captain, she didn't put up with no shit.
And the last one where they had the guy from Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
I forgot about him, but I'd say it's...
I think Picard.
Kirk or Picard, I mean.
Yeah, I think if you're older than, say, me or Vince, it's probably Kirk. But for our generation, it's probably Picard.
I never got into Star Trek. I just like Shatner.
Yeah, Shatner's awesome.
Shatner is shit.
Frankenberry, Count Chocula, or Booberry? And I saw the picture you posted, which was
Frankenberry.
The Frankenberry box done by a DC Comics artist.
That's awesome.
And that looks fucking badass. So, which is your pick?
I like both Frankenberry and Booberry. And Fruit Root is nasty.
Hey! Yeah, it is.
They didn't have it at Walmart.
It is. Count Chocula.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think I gotta go with chocolate on there.
Fart?
Probably.
He does fart.
He lets off some horrendous gas. If you could pick just the name, not the plot, but just the name for the next James Bond movie, what would you pick? Because you've had, like, go down the list. Dr. No, Goldfinger, Skyfall, Casino Royale. So what would just be your name? That's a good question. Because normally you would think like Casino Royale,
Sharktopussy.
There you go. Because normally like Casino Royale tied into it was at a casino.
I was gonna say Goldgina.
Goldgina. Well, I don't know. That's
the man with no STD.
Ebola dicks.
There you go. What cartoon or show would you like to see rewritten and turned into a horror show?
Well, the list could go on and on.
Flintstones.
Thundercats.
Ultron. Thundercats. Recess.
Yeah. I see that.
Rugrats.
Rugrats was a fucking horror show.
The Kindergartners take over.
Yeah.
Muppet Babies.
Yeah. That. With the fucking nanny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just keeping them all trapped. Yeah, that could be... You could really twist that one around.
Fraggle Rock. Throw them in the middle of a zombie apocalypse. They'd never come out of that fucking hole.
Dozers. Did you see the Pee Wee's Playhouse as we talked to? Is getting all 5 seasons on Blu-ray. Does the show still hold up?
No.
I think it does.
No. I never got into it.
I used to watch it quite a bit, yeah.
Fucking Mecca like a high. I mean, hell yeah. But you gotta think... Phil Hartman was Jambi.
Lawrence Fishburne was the fucking cowboy.
Yeah, Cowboy Curtis.
Yeah.
If you could put one person on a stamp, who would it be? Who deserves to be on a stamp?
Well, because most of them are dead.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Nikola Tesla. I think he doesn't get anywhere near the recognition he needs.
They just released Batman stamps.
Yes, I want to pick them up.
There's already Simpson stamps.
Yeah. So who would you...
Bill fucking Murray.
There you go. Yeah. They need to do a Bill Murray set.
Yeah.
Different characters.
That's a good one.
Or Ian Ackroyd.
Just him holding the crystal skull of his vodka. Yeah.
Because I mean, then you're just selling the collectors and, hey,
yeah.
Post office making money again.
Yeah, to make up for the billions they lose every year. That's a good one. Let's see where I'm at. When you are driving and you see an aggressive driver, what do you do and how does your driving change? A listener that asked this said that they themselves start driving more aggressively.
I have almost ran into the back of a cop car trying to stop somebody from cutting in front of me when the signs have been saying get over for a fucking mile.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. When you're supposed to condense over, get over when you see the sign, we ain't going to have this fucking mile long backup.
I try to block those people, but if they're like riding my butt or whatever,
I'll brake check them.
I
don't care. I got a big
when it's a passing zone, I'll speed up, and then non-passing zone, I'll slow the way the fuck down.
Yeah, that's how I am. I like fucking with them.
Just fucking with them? Yeah.
Then they try to pass you, and you just floor it.
Certain times I'll get aggressive back, but yeah. Throw like a pizza out the window or some shit.
We know all about Alien versus Predator, but what about Predator versus Terminator?
Predator would win.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think Predator wins. RoboCop versus Bumblebee.
Bumblebee?
Yeah, I think Bumblebee just runs him over.
I mean, what can RoboCop transform into? A toaster? I mean,
RoboCop should have turned into a gun like Megatron. But what movie do you watch and it makes you cry, or you won't watch because it will make you cry?
E.T.
E.T.'s one, yeah.
And My Dog Skip. Oh my god, I'm coming out on this thing. Fuck that. I hate My Dog Skip. I'm a fucking dog.
Probably Green Mile always got me a little bit.
Yeah, Green Mile's a good one. Yeah. What about you? You might have tears. So.
I laughed at the end of Old Yeller, so.
fucking Brian's song.
Oh, yeah.
Just fucking cover me in blankets and not disappear from the world. Yeah, that's a terrible movie that makes you cry. Sandman or Stay Puft Marshmallow Man? Who wins in a fight?
Stay Puft.
Stay Puft. He doesn't move very fast.
Yeah, he's really slow. And
Stay Puft Marshmallow.
He's on the family. He's on the Family Guy game I'm playing right now.
Yeah. All you gotta do is light him on fire and he's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just
I think
liquid.
Sandman.
Yeah.
It's Spider Man's version of Sandman.
Oh. So. Static electricity.
There you go. Who's hotter, Angelina Jolie or Halle Berry?
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, I think.
Even with her new boobs.
Yeah.
Does she have new boobs or she just
cut
them off and jump off?
She's and boing!
Oh, she got implants or? Huh? I figure
she
just cut them off.
Fake boobs.
Jumped off.
Fake boobs.
Cut them off and jumped out a window.
Yeah, she cut them off and jumped out a window. I'm not going to marry you, Brad. Who is scarier, Jason or Freddy?
Freddy.
Yeah.
He gets you in your dreams, man. You can't even fucking sleep.
Jason
only comes out once a year.
Yeah.
Just Freddy like twice. That. Jason just
come. Sunrise
Every
or sunset?
Here.
Yeah. Sunrise or sunset?
Sunset.
Sunset.
I see both of them every day.
Oh, fuck the morning.
Yeah, I'd have to go with sunset.
Yeah.
Clean
sweep.
Sunrise sweet. Comes up, I'm like,
That's not an exaggeration, listener. That's absolutely what he does. Beach or mountain?
Beach. Mountain.
I don't know. I like both.
I'm a fan of both, but if I had to pick one, I would probably pick beach, just because...
Titties.
And then you get all these people yelling, keep him wet!
Yeah. Roll his ass back in! you are a great amateur comedian. Avengers or Fantastic Four?
Avengers.
Yeah, because you only got four, and yeah, I don't care how strong Invisible Woman is.
Comic books are just boring.
Yeah.
And Human Torch after they killed him, and I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now they're turning him. He's black, and Sue Storm's adopted, and yeah.
Why?
So they could keep the rights to the movie, or keep the rights to the characters. That's. Yellow or purple minions?
Yellow. They're funnier.
Yeah, I think so.
Yellow.
They sing and stuff.
Yeah.
And? Wait, like off of the show?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen the show.
Okay.
I was thinking if I had different colored minions, like little goblins, like off, what the hell was that fucking game?
No, I know you.
Overlord.
When you're thinking of like, different colored minions, you just want like black midgets on leashes. I know
that's
you.
That's right.
Serve your drinks and Kessie.
Yeah, that's right. He's a cracker.
Did you cry at the end of Superman 3 when Harry died, or how about
Spider-Man?
When Gwen died in Amazing Spider-Man 2?
You said Superman, but...
I know what I meant. I know what's written on the thingy.
Burr.
And the person that wrote this as a little kid that's starting to watch superhero movies, and, you know, when Harry died, he cried. When Gwen died, he cried. I think they're...
Gwen got me a little bit, but Harry, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm a heartless bastard.
Harry who?
Harry Houdini.
Yeah.
I cried when Harry Houdini died.
Yeah, it was on Halloween.
Man.
I was bored.
I hated those fucking movies. The Spider-Man one with Tobey Maguire, Harry Osborn. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Yeah.
Superman 3. Go back and watch it.
Harry
no, we'll
his
come
dad.
Back. No, we'll come back to this later.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Who has played the best Bruce Banner? And the only actual answer to this is Bill Bixby.
I would say Bill Bixby, but I have to say
Ruffalo did do a good job.
The new dude, yeah.
Yeah.
And Edward Norton wasn't too bad.
He came out and said that he left the Hulk quote unquote franchise because he wanted to diversify his acting roles. Not, hey, they fired my ass.
I didn't like Edward Norton.
But now Bruce Banner will always be Bill Bixby to me. So okay, who played the best Spider-Man?
Not Tobey Maguire.
No,
I like him better than the Garfield kid.
I like him Garfield. He has the same personality as Spider-Man in the comics.
Yeah, that's. I like Tobey. You guys like Garfield?
You like Tobey?
You like Garfield, motherfucker? You're Odie to this whole show. So
I'll push you off a table.
That's right. At least I'm not Pluto.
That's very true. Who has played the best Superman? There's only one answer to this. Yeah, it's got to be Christopher Reeve.
No, the original dude.
George Reeves?
Yeah, George Reeves.
If you can watch those old ones, he was famous. He was famous. What the fuck? Holy Christ, are you...
He's scratching a Pringles can.
Jesus.
Just
throw it over there and let him...
Hit
it. Jeez, I didn't know what the hell it was for a second. Okay, who was the best Batman? We've had many, many people have played the Batman.
Fucking Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Keaton was good.
I like Christian Bale. I thought he was good.
Christian Bale pulled it off, you know, but Michael Keaton, hands down.
Yeah.
Because when he fights against the Joker and he turns around and you can see that little bit of Beetlejuice coming out, I'm like, fuck yeah. Yeah. Beetlejuice.
Say it three times. Yeah.
Fuck your couch.
Original X-Men movie cast or the new cast?
Original.
I gotta go with the new one because I hate Halle Berry. So here's my reason. The original had, it would be Bomka Johnson as Jean Grey. I don't know who was it. No, it wasn't Kelsey Grammer as Beast.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
And new one, I like the new one myself, so.
Are you talking about X-Men Origins?
No.
Days of Future Past.
Versus the... None of them. They need to fucking redo all of them because they're a bunch of little kids. They fucking ruined it.
I remember when this first came out and...
Fucking hate this.
He did this for days.
I can't even watch those piece of shit movies.
I know what we're casting next week.
That's right.
All right, that's it for our internet questions. Let's go on there, hit our top 10 list. We're going to start this, our first one, as soon as I can make the iPad come to life. Yay, I did it. Our top 10 Scream Queens in honor of Halloween.
He's giggling already.
Yeah, I know. Start us off there, Chuckle Hut.
Number 10, I guarantee, did not make anybody's list. Scream Queen, correct?
Yep.
Richard Simmons.
Nice.
Yep, didn't make anybody's list.
No.
You know how bad I want to see him in a horror movie now?
That is awesome.
How has nobody ever made a movie where... Hollywood. Here we go. Listen to me now. Hear me now. Richard Simmons is the dad, Carrot Top is the son. How has this not happened? That's gold. That's comedy fucking gold right there.
All thrown in a horror movie.
All thrown in a horror movie. That'd be great.
We're recasting all the horror movies.
That's right. Richard Simmons is Michael Myers.
Hey, kids!
You imagine just cut off the top of the mask and have that big fro sticking out of the Michael Myers. That'd be great. What you got for 10, Short? Save us.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah. What you got? Number 10, Dan.
Evelyn Anchors. She was the original Scream Queen. Wolfman, Son of Dracula.
Ah, the Universal one. I went with Elvira.
I just like seeing her naked.
Oh, I would hit it every day, all day.
She would have it.
Yep.
Wear that all day long.
Yeah.
That'd be another one that gets
ladies, you can get it if you dress up as Elvira.
Oh, yeah, that'd be tongue punched daily.
Yep. Number 9.
Neve Campbell.
And Scream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Linnea Quigley.
Yep, that's mine.
What the fuck is Linnea Quigley?
I don't remember.
I will get on the IMDb.
Why didn't you just like write down what kind of movie she's in?
That's the only one I didn't do it for is this one. So
most of them I remember.
Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I remember her now.
Yeah. All right.
Adrienne Barbeau.
Fuck yes. Stoller, goddammit. Yeah. Mine was Quigley, so. Number 8?
Betsy Palmer.
Yeah.
From?
I don't remember.
Psycho.
Yeah.
Ah, the mom from Psycho. Yes. Mm. Oh, no. She played Jason's mom.
Yeah.
I just saw her holding a knife and immediately thought Psycho.
At least it wasn't Stacey's mom.
Got it going on. All right. Number 8.
Janet Leigh.
Yeah, that's the original. Or one of the original. Modern original.
Yeah, I have her down for number 1.
So do I, yeah. What's your number 8?
Marlon Burns. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yes. The chick that was in the back of the truck.
Who just recently...
covered in blood.
Just recently passed away. Okay. Yeah. My number 8? Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Huge Tits.
Yeah, yes, they are.
Yeah, they are.
She's now on Criminal Minds. Mm-hmm. Another reason I'm back to watching that show besides the computer chick.
And you like Shamar Lamore or whatever his name is?
No.
I think I'd go Jenna on her. I'd be more of a tongue massage.
Yeah.
She just squirted out a kid. You gotta go easy.
It'll be alright.
There's room. Number 7.
Megan Fox. She's in Jennifer's Body.
Okay. Yeah.
Which, that just sounds like a porno. Megan Fox and Jennifer's Body.
It's a dude and another dude and a dude. All right.
Cassandra Peterson.
Elvira. Yep. Mm-hmm. Number 7.
Barbara Crampton.
I seen if she was on my list. She's not on my list.
Reanimator.
Yep. God, that's... I actually rewatched that a couple days ago just to get ready for the show. Oh,
it's on Netflix.
Fucking movie. My number 7 is Karen Black, who did all 70s horror movie grindhousey type things. So.
Full Butch.
Nope, that's my next one. Number 6.
Heather Langenkamp?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't remember where she was from.
Freddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Linda Blair.
Full Bush.
I have a tie for number 6.
Okay.
Brianna Banks and Tory Lane.
Yes.
Yeah.
My number 6, that's fantastic. Speaking of Full Bush again, Dan already said, Adrienne Barbeau. Mm-hmm. Swamp Thing.
Yep.
Or she was in Creepshow, too.
And Frog. The Fog.
The Fog.
The original Fog.
Yeah. Number 5.
Shauna McDonald.
We're just randomly saying names now.
Yeah, okay.
She doesn't exist.
It might help if you fucking try to. Yeah, that's not.
SHA.
Moving on. Thanks for playing. Number 5.
PJ Souls.
I don't remember.
Now that's a porn star right there. PJ Souls.
Damn right.
PJ Souls.
Yeah. Oh, she was in Halloween and she's been in a lot of things. She was in Devil's Rejects.
Yeah.
She does a lot of voice work now. Okay. Number 50.
Faye Ray.
Yeah.
Taking my top picks here. my number 5, Marilyn Burns. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So, number 4,
Sissy Spacek.
SpaceX.
Yeah, there you go.
Carrie.
Yeah.
Yep. Number 4,
Sheree Moon Zombie.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even think of her, but that's a. Yep.
My number 4 was Heather Langenkamp.
Yep. My number 4 is Neve Campbell. Number 3,
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Yep.
Didn't even think of that. That's a good one. Okay.
Betsy Palmer.
Yeah.
Danielle Harris. She was the little girl off of Halloween 4 and 5.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then she grew up and was in the Halloween movies and damn.
Titties. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was number 3, right?
Yes.
Okay. My number 3, Jamie Lee. Number two.
Felicia Rose. She was in something. She's a screamer.
She's a screamer, apparently. And
we got pictures of flowers.
We got pictures of, yeah, you type in Rose and get okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Timmy's just picking names out of your phone booking it in. Alright. Number two.
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
I had Jamie Lee Curtis.
I got Faye Ray. King Kong. Number one.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Heather Langenkamp.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
Janet Leigh.
Psycho, yeah. And that's my number one as well. It's Janet Leigh from Psycho. All right, let's go to our top horror movies of all time.
Oh, horror?
Yeah, not horror.
Fuck movies.
Horror. Halloween.
No, Timmy's are all the videotapes I have of my exes. From 10. Start us off there.
The Shining. Stuff. Yeah,
The Shining. Timmy picked The Shining for number 10.
It's The Shining.
It's The Shining.
Nice.
Give me The Shining. I can't use the copyright. All right, that, yeah. Gotta go to the classic. Number 10.
Saw. Number 1.
Saw, the first Saw. Yeah.
Number 1.
The first.
No, the first Saw.
I was like, why are we starting at number 1? Leave me alone. A Nightmare on Elm Street.
I went with Blair Witch.
Really? That was more of a comedy to me.
Yeah.
When it first came out, that was
have
like...
Have you seen the Blair Witch Project?
Yes, I have.
Now, yes, the second Blair Witch wasn't too bad.
No, yeah, that was good. But I like the first one, so. Mm. All right, number 9.
The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Dawn of the Dead.
First? Or the remake?
Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah. Got a little red on you.
I like the remake, but yeah, the first one.
Alright.
The Shining.
I went with Serpent and the Rainbow.
Mm.
That would be the voodoo story with Tim Robbins. No, Tim Robbins was...
It's a dude that played Lone Star off of Spaceballs.
Yeah. Bill Pullman.
Yeah, Bill Pullman.
Yeah, that movie... fucked me up as a kid. Wes Craven.
Yeah,
it was a Wes Craven movie. Yeah. Alright, number 8.
Number 8, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original.
Yeah.
I have Texas Chainsaw, but I'm going to go with Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, not the fucking NBC remake miniseries bullshit.
Like the original one. Like where they see the fucking goat face and... Ooh,
yeah. My number 8... I have American Mary, which not a lot of people have seen.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, I'm one of them people.
It's different. And quite... She's fucking frightening, so...
If
you
get,
yes. If you get a chance, check it out. All right, number 7.
Number 7, Halloween.
Zombie or Carpenter?
First one.
Carpenter.
The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh.
Original or remake?
Remake. I haven't seen the original.
The original one's scarier.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Yes. That's back in the 70s when you could do some shit. Yeah. Or was it 70s or early 80s?
I want to say 70s or early 80s.
Yeah. All right. Number 7.
House on Haunted Hill.
Fucker!
Vincent Price.
Yes! God damn it. That's mine as well. Yeah, that destroys the remake. So, all right. Number 6.
The Ring.
That's...
And that bitch comes crawling out the TV.
Fuck that. Yeah. All right. 6.
Hellraiser.
Which would be Vince's number 1 if he was here.
Good movie. Pit and the Pendulum. Vincent Price.
Yeah. He could just probably list down Vincent Price movies. Yeah. My number 6 is Evil Dead. So. Or you could actually pick any of them. Mm-hmm. No, I'm good with any of the Evil Dead movies. Number 5.
Rosemary's Baby.
Good pick.
Original Halloween.
I have a tie for number 5.
I am not surprised me at all.
Spice World.
Even though they could all still get it. I ain't even gonna lie. Man.
And the Night of the Living Dead.
I think it's the same movie.
Yeah. I think it's the same. My number 5 was the original Halloween too. Halloween.
Also.
Also. Yeah. Number 4.
A Nightmare on Elm Street.
classics.
Original Friday the 13th.
With the mom as the killer.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Jason wasn't until the second one. Right. The first one was the mom. Yeah. Okay.
I went psychological horror here.
Okay.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Frightening.
Yeah.
I went with the original Frankenstein. The Universal Monsters. Yeah. So that's my number four. Number three.
Poltergeist.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the They're Here?
Yeah.
With the TV? Yep.
Back. You ever see the Family
You're
Guy?
Just afraid of TVs, is what I'm getting.
You ever see the Family Guy remake of that?
Yeah. With the fucking Indian skull in his crotch, yeah. Number three.
Kevin in the Woods.
Fuck, yeah, yep. That's a great movie.
That movie pissed me off at the end, that ending.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
No sequel.
Exorcist.
My number three was Cabin in the Woods as well.
Even though I can eat pea soup through Exorcist.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Number two.
Carrie.
Yeah. That original or remake?
Original.
The remake's not bad. That's with the chick played Hit Girl.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, but back in the day, though, I mean...
Yeah. That's Sissy's Basic, yeah.
Now we're kind of more desensitized. We're just like, okay, what are they doing now?
Yeah.
You expected to.
My number two, I got Rob Zombie Halloween. I liked it better than the original.
Really?
Yeah.
I like his twist on that, yeah.
Yeah. Number two.
Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Fuck that movie. Didn't even make my list, because fuck that movie.
I smoked an entire 5 or 6 packs of cigarettes just watching that movie. That's the only one that really got to me. It was good, though.
It is fucking frightening. My number two, it's scary, but in a completely different way, Human Centipede.
Yeah.
That's a fucking weird movie.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Talk about going ass to mouth.
Hey, no joke.
Yeah. I watched that when I was supposed to be working.
And you didn't sleep forever.
No.
Or go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Number one.
Army of Darkness.
I knew that was going to be your number one.
It's more of a comedy scary, but...
Yeah, it's still
good.
Yeah. You demonic bitch. Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Classics.
Psycho. The original.
Yeah. Where Hitchcock showed, this is how you make movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shower scene, very scary.
Yeah, it is.
But very scary.
Yeah. My number one was Exorcist. That was frightening. And now we'll go on to our fan casting this week. We each got to do our own horror movie.
Horror movie?
You good or you gotta go?
I gotta go.
Alright, Dan's out.
Peace out, homie.
See you later.
Okay, we're back. Dan had to leave, so we're gonna go... Okay, our fan casting of our own horror movies, so... Start us off there, Tim.
Alright, so mine, I didn't go with actors. I went with the roles they played.
Okay.
So this is gonna be cool.
Alright.
I got Michael Myers.
He's going to be in your horror movie?
Yep.
As Michael Myers?
What's the premise of your movie?
You remember how we talked about Bruce Campbell wanted to do the whole...
Everybody in Battle Royal.
Yeah.
Everybody fighting everybody.
That's what
there you go.
Okay.
Ash versus everybody. Alright.
Alright.
On to you, Mr. Short.
Premise of my movie is that somebody is going through the cinematic universe and killing all the monsters, all the bad guys in all the horror movies.
Okay.
And one of the guys he kills in the beginning of the movie is Leatherface, played by Andrew Bryniarski, the original Leatherface.
Yeah, the original Leatherface. Okay. That's a very good premise. Mine's a little different than yours. Mine is Van Helsing, the world famous monster hunter.
Okay.
Has caught or has cancer or something. He is going to die. So he has decided to go through and do like a bucket list. He's going to get all the big monsters. So I'm going to start off with actually Van Helsing as Stephen Lang from Avatar. He was the evil general.
Oh, okay.
So, I think I've cast him as Cable before, too. So, the white hair. He's a little older, but still a badass. So, he's my Van Helsing. So, on to you.
I got Freddy Krueger.
As Freddy Krueger.
As Freddy Krueger.
Good pick.
All right. Another guy that I'm going to call him the Trophy Hunter. Michael Myers, played by Kane.
The Wrestler Kane, yes.
Yeah.
That would be very good. Actually, I saw See No Evil 2.
Yeah. Not See No Evil?
See No Evil? Yeah. It should be the name of a fucking pay-per-view. But it's quite good. It's a good horror movie. The Soska twins did a hell of a job directing it.
They really have it at Walmart. I saw
yeah,
it.
It's quite good. Yeah. Okay. Are we to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Van Helsing's wife, Sigourney Weaver. She's the one that understands that he's dying and he needs to do this as his last will, so there he goes. So, Sigourney Weaver.
Alright, so I got Jason Voorhees as Jason Voorhees.
Mm-hmm. You know you can put actors to play like he did with Kane.
I didn't want to get that in depth.
I kind of figured you were...
Another one of the trophies is Jason... Played by Derek Mears, the original Jason.
The original Jason. Yep. The first person on Van Helsing's list to go get is the Phantom. Dan just left. Phantom of the Opera. And I cast Andy Serkis. Gollum from Lord of the Rings, and he's in Avengers 2. And so. All right, where do you?
I got Leatherface, played by Leatherface. Right. If she was still alive, I'd say...
Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers.
Yeah, that's... I kind of see her more of a Skeletor.
Plastic face.
Yeah. Don't give me the fire. Yeah. All right.
Another one of my trophies is Freddy, played by Robert Englund.
Yep, can't go wrong with that one. For mine, next on his hit list is the Creature from the Black Lagoon, played by Doug Jones, who played Abe Sapien in Hellboy.
Okay.
So that's kind of what I went with. He was like an aquatic type creature. So who's playing themselves?
Pinhead is playing Pinhead.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
that's gonna be a hell of a fight, right?
I didn't even think about putting him in here.
Yeah.
All right, the collector, the bad guy in the movie.
Yeah,
Mark Wahlberg.
There you go. As a bad guy. Holy crap!
He's versatile.
He's versatile. Yeah. next on mine is the werewolf, played by Ian McShane, like we talked about earlier, from Deadwood and Kings. And
you need to go Michael J. Fox?
No.
Shaky Wolf?
Shaky Wolf. better have the image stabilizer in the camera ready for when he shoots the movie. That joke's a little shaky. I don't know if it's a good one or not.
Wow.
Go on.
I got Chucky as Chucky.
Ed Gale. Yep. Nice. That's who played Chucky. Helping you out there.
You say so.
Alright.
Alright, some of the lesser horror movie characters figure out that Mark Wahlberg is killing everybody, so they try to stop him, and one of them is Chucky, played by John Franklin, who played the voice for the evil Chucky.
That's a good one. I went with the Mummy. You're going down the list. The Mummy's next.
Yeah.
Newman Akkar. He was on Homeland, so.
Not even on Seinfeld.
Wrong Newman. That would be hilarious, and a lot of gauze to cover.
Is that Christopher Knight or something?
Yeah, Wayne Knight.
Wayne Knight. I got Ghostface as Ghostface.
You can put anybody in that role.
Yeah. Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons. That's awesome.
Another one of my heroes, Leprechaun, played by Warwick Davis.
Going with the original?
Yeah.
Very good. The Invisible Man. You figure you're getting harder to kill as you go down the list. Invisible Man.
Kevin Beck?
I actually thought about that.
That was a good movie, though.
Yes. I went with Alan Rickman.
Oh, yeah.
The voice of God from Dogma. The Metatron. Just because that voice.
Yeah.
All right.
I got Viggo the Carpathian.
I love Ghostbusters, goddammit. Yeah.
I got the Mohawk Gremlin from the Gremlin movies. Played by Andy Serkis.
There you go. Yeah. As in mind, as Van Helsing is moving down his list, he comes across Dr. Frankenstein, who is trying to do... Where Van Helsing knows he's going to die and he's accepted it, Dr. Frankenstein is also older and does not want to die and is trying to find ways to become immortal. We'll get into that next pick. But for my Dr. Frankenstein, Patrick Stewart.
Nice.
So, we're on to you.
Captain's Log.
In the toilet.
Reagan Theresa McNeil from The Exorcist.
Say that all again.
Reagan Theresa McNeil.
Okay.
Yeah.
The girl from The Exorcist. All right.
My last hero, Ash. Played by Bruce Campbell.
I don't think anybody could do that role any better. For mine, Frankenstein has made the monster. So as the monster... Who else am I going to pick? But it's Thor Bjornsson. It's the Mountain from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So, which, I follow him on Instagram, and him dunking a basketball is one of the most frightening things in the history of the world.
He doesn't even have to jump, does he?
It's not far. And he fucking showed he hit like 18 three-pointers in a row just goofing off on set.
Yeah, those are like free throws to him.
Yeah. Well, you would think Shaq is about the same height, but he couldn't shoot for shit. Yep, I went with the Mountain for his Frankenstein's monster. So, who's your last?
The hero of the film.
Of course.
Ashley J. Williams.
Yep. That would be Bruce Campbell.
That would be Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
The collector goes to kill these guys, and the heroes of the movie don't really care. Robert Pattinson and Taylor Lautner.
Sacrifice! That's awesome.
A virgin sacrifice.
Virgin sacrifice. There you go. Last on my pick, of course, the last one. Who's Van Helsing going to go get at the very end? It's Dracula. Mads Mikkelsen. Right. Hannibal from the TV series is my Dracula. I think that would fucking...
Better them than me.
Well, of course, Homer. But... So that was our horror movies. Thank you for listening to our Halloween episode. If you have any feedback or suggestions for the show, hate mail. I don't think we'd have a lot of hate mail this time. Vince wasn't here.
Yeah.
So we do have an email, inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com. What are you eyeballing me for?
No, I'm just reading something.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll let you read your email.
You can read. We have a Facebook group that's where a majority of our stuff is posted. Just search for Official Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast Group. We are on Twitter, @inconclusivepod, @cyborgsumo, @chimptornado,
@TimmySizzler,
@shoretimmy,
@fetalbliss for Vince. I need everybody to do us a favor, all of our listeners. If you can, if you use Apple products, subscribe to us on iTunes. And go ahead and give us 5-star ratings. We're trying to get us moved up in the rankings for iTunes to get us as one of the featured spots. I would like to be able to get that. And if everybody that listens, and we do have a good set number of listeners around the world, if every single one of you could get 2 new listeners, that's my challenge to the listeners. 2 new listeners for every one. So that would help out the show immensely. Anything, got any to plug or anything? I know you do.
Oh, yeah, I'm going back to Crackers.
That's right.
Veterans Day.
November the 11th?
Yeah, it won't be at 11, but it'll be at 8:30.
It'll be at 8:30 at Crackers.
Crackers and Broad Ripple.
Crackers and Broad Ripple. Come see a professional amateur comedian. Yeah.
Come support local comedians.
Yep, it's always a good time.
Hopefully I can get this show off the road and quit my job and be happy.
Yeah.
Live the American dream?
If you will. You got anything to add to the end of the show?
Not that I know of.
Well, I think that's it for this week, then.
Well, hold on. There is one thing that happened. It was funny.
Oh, God.
I'll share this with the class. I was at work, and the guy I'm training, him and his wife just had their first kid,
mm-hmm.
So he was talking about that. And another guy was saying, oh, my daughter just started driving. So they were talking about that a little bit. And another guy said, oh, my kids are growing up out of the house. I got grandkids now. But look at me.
Yeah.
I said, well, fellas, all my kids are on napkins in the trash can.
Jesus Christ. God almighty.
Yeah.
If I was ever to edit, that would that would not make the show. But
whatever.
Since I'm lazy,
that's funny.
It'll make the show.
Master Bryson joke. Always
there you
fun.
Go. Open with that on your set.
I'm thinking about it.
All right. I think that's it for this week, then. Timmy, take us out.
Where are we going? Let's go to Red Lobster. We're going to Sizzler.
Oh, happy Halloween, bitches. We're gone.